Hi, this is Molly from Omaha, and you're listening to the fantastic podcast, Three from Leith, featuring my favorite Scotsperson, Grant Mason.
Three from Leith, number 27.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Go!
That was a beauty.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to 3 from Leith number 27, with me, your host Grant, coming to you virtually live from the heart of Leith in Edinburgh. Once again, I hope you've all had a good week. I have, as ever, work, and nothing but. And to kick off the show today, we had Chris Gorman, and that was his track called Tear Gas. Chris's track I found on GarageBand this week, and enjoyed it so much he's had to squeeze it in at the start of this week's show. I got an email from Chris, and he's promised me a copy of his CD if I give his gig a plug, which I certainly will do, Chris. Chris's gig to launch his CD is at ABC2, which is in Sauchie Hall Street in Glasgow, and that's on the 5th of April, and it's at 7pm, I believe. You can find out more details about that at the website for ABC2, which is at www.abcglasgow.com. So who's a raucous Chris Gorman then? Well, he's actually a band. Chris is a songwriter, vocals, piano and acoustic guitar player, with Joe Williams on lead guitar, Jerry Loughran on bass and Ian Pollock on drums and backing vocals. Chris is a Glasgow songwriter, and I think he burst onto the music scene, well, it says he sidled quietly onto the music scene with a minimum of fuss back in early 2003, armed with a clutch of songs that never seen a light beyond the bedroom door. Within a few short months of return to the gigging circuit, however, he began writing and rewriting furiously, so that soon the audience saw a different side, and after the initially apologetic and mournful songs, the new material was darker, harder and much more twisted, but still with an accessible core that drew fans from all areas. After a series of gigs, including a high-profile support at King Tut's, he recorded a demo at the request of the record company Parlophone, and he subsequently formed a band around the later material, and he continued the year with more gigs at Barfly, a headline slot at King Tut's, and a show at the Barrowlands Review Bar with a Grim Northern Social. So that's Chris. He sounds a bit like Radiohead, Jeff Buckley, Tom McRae, Jesse Malin and Martin Gretsch. And he's on Podboy Records, and you'll find that at podboyrecords.co.uk. My apologies for the voice this week, it sounds a bit funny. I was laid low with a cold for 2 days, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Fortunately, it hasn't really gone into a full-blown stuffed-up nose cold, but it still has dropped my voice ever so slightly, about an octave to half an octave, so I could be sounding very much like Barry White. But not quite, never mind. Okay, we're going to move along because I'm starting to ramble, and I've not even touched a glass of wine which I've got sitting in the kitchen, which I must go and pick up while this song's playing. This next song is another rocker. It's from Edinburgh's The Acute, and it's called A Moment's Brightness.
We'll be right back.
You can find them at theacute.com or on their MySpace page at myspace.com/acute. That's A-C-U-T-E. The Acute are Stephen Acute, Ross Ramsey and Douglas McDonald. They formed in September 2004 and it says on their MySpace page, "We are the most beautiful thing in Scotland." Well, that's apart from me, according to my daughter, but there's a few other people out there might disagree with that. And if you want to contact them, you can contact them at the_acute@hotmail.com. Now, I was looking at their MySpace page and I noticed that they have an article on their blog which says that the independent newspaper love the Acute. So you click through on that, and the Independent was doing a review on local music scenes throughout the country. I think this is dated the 4th of February, this online Independent article. And let's see what it says for Scotland. The Acute. Most exciting at the moment are feisty upstarts, the Acute. In attitude and sound, they owe a fair amount to the early Manics, though they sound nowhere near as shambolic. And what could be better than that? A review in the Independent, and given quite a glowing review there as well. So well done to Edinburgh Boys The Acute. You can find them at theacute.com or on the MySpace page at myspace.com/acute. That's A-C-U-T-E. Okay, so what else have I been up to this week? Well, I've been asked to give a mention to a few people, to a few shows and a few bands. So I'll do that right now, rather than forget about it later. First one to mention was Hugh Morrison's podcast, which is called the Pure Brilliant Podcast, and you'll find that at purebrilliantpodcast.blogspot.com. If you didn't know, Hugh Morrison is one of the members of the Celtic band Murder the Stout, and they're actually based in America. Hugh, I believe, is from Edinburgh. Well, his brother certainly lives near Edinburgh. His brother lives in Curry. That's spelled C-U-R-R-I-E and not C-U-R-R-Y, as Hugh first put in his email to me, which had me gave me a few giggles because I just imagined Hugh's brother sort of swimming about in a big bowl of brown hot nippy sauce. But no, that's Curry the place, C-U-R-R-I-E, which is near to Edinburgh. So if you pop along and have a listen to Hugh's podcast, some excellent Celtic and Celtic influenced music there, quite raucous. You know, imagine things like the Pogues. I don't know if you've heard of Murder the Stout, but Mark played them on the Tartan podcast some time ago with the tracks. I think they did Whiskey in the Jar and Nancy Whiskey. Now, I have promised you I will play Nancy Whiskey on the show at some point. I'm just trying to build up to the right moment for putting that in with a similar type of songs. It's going to be, I think, one of these Friday night before you go out kind of shows that you just want to listen to get you in the mood. So keep looking out for that one. It is coming. I am planning it, and I promise you it will be there. Now, who else was I to mention? Yeah, Finiston. Finiston, they are playing in Edinburgh on the 3rd of March, which is a Friday, and they are supporting a band called Buchana. You can find more about Buchana at buchana.co.uk, that's B-U-K-A-N-A. So if anybody wants to go along, I'll certainly be there. And Finiston will be glad to see you and to have your support. I'm looking forward to actually meeting Stephen and Jolene, who have had quite a long email conversation over the last few months. And it'll just be great to meet them face to face. So what else am I up to this week? Well, tomorrow night is the Amplifico gig in Edinburgh. And I'm looking forward to that because I'm going to meet the daddy of them all, Mark from the Tartan Podcast. Hopefully he'll be there with his wife Gail. And I think there may be a few other local podcasters and people of note. So that I'm looking forward to that, to seeing people, to hearing the band play live, and maybe even catching a word with Donna. Unfortunately, I don't have any outside recording equipment, so I won't be recording the gig or doing the interviews there. But I believe that Mark's doing some for the Tartan Podcast, or at least he's recording a gig for playing his podcast. And I think there's a guy called Keegan who is a friend of Amplifico, and he's going to be nipping around recording people and getting their opinions of the gig to play on Amplifico's Amplificast podcast. That's even harder to say than Three from Leith, and that is Three from Leith, L-E-I-T-H for the benefit of John and Rob from Top of the Pods at topofthepods.com, you accuse me of saying Three from Leith. Now, there's no way, as a resident of Leith, I would say Leith. So you can hear the difference if you listen closely, you English guys. It's Leith, as opposed to Leaf. That's dental fricative, labial fricative, and that's coming from a linguistics graduate. So there you go. Okay, I've rambled and rambled on long enough. Time to get moving with the last track of the night, which is The Rantings of Eva and Still Holding On. Rantings of Eva there and Still Holding On. You can find them at rantingsofeva.com on the web. As always, all the bands played in tonight's show will be on the Three from Leith website at threefromleith.com. Rantings of Eva have actually just finished recording their album. It's being mixed and all the magic applied to it at the moment, and it should be ready quite soon. So if you keep an eye on their website, you can find out when that's coming out. While I was at their website, I noticed they have said that their music will be on the PodSafe Music Network. I haven't actually checked because I got this music quite a while ago from, it was either GarageBand or it was Broadjam, not quite sure. But I have played the Rantings of Eva before on the show, it was quite a while ago. So I did drop them another note to say, is it okay if I play this track? And they came back and said, yeah, no problem. And just noticing from their site, they're saying they'll gladly give permission to use our songs in your podcast as long as it's for promotional use only, which is fine. Otherwise, we may come to your house and hold you hostage for $1 million. Well, nobody's coming round here to hold me hostage for $1 million because I asked for permission. So always, if you're doing a podcast, always make sure you do ask for permission. I have accidentally, on a number of occasions, and shamefully had to go back and apologise. I've played a track by a band, and then on a later show, I thought I'll play them again, play another track, and I've forgotten to ask permission. Some bands do give you permission to play anything by them, to send you an album, or if you've paid for an album, bought an album from them, say, yeah, just use everything you want, or anything you want on the show, no problem, just let us know when it's played. And but just for courtesy, and because it's their work and it's their copyright, and they're only doing you a favour by letting you play it, so always ask for permission, which I always do. There's only a couple of occasions where I've had brain fade and forgotten, but this time nobody's coming around with a baseball bat to break my knees. If you do go along to the Three From Leith website to find out more about the bands, make sure you click through on the band's links, drop them an email, give them some feedback, and buy any of the music if you really like it. If you can't afford to buy the music, at least drop them an email and tell them what you thought. They do appreciate your encouragement, and as do I, so if you fancy leaving a comment on the Three From Leith website about today's show, feel free. I promise I won't send you anything nasty back if you write anything nasty, so be as critical as you like, or be as loving as you like, or be like my workmate Donna, who leaves comments and is often quite cheeky. Okay, there, you might like to check out the new Three From Leith podcast business card, which I had ordered up. And if you ever catch me at a gig, make sure you get one of these off me. They're really for bands and for people who don't know the website URL. I think if you listen to it, you know it by now. But, you know, they could be a collector's item. And in a few years' time, you could get lots of money for them. As if. So, have a look, see what you think, let me know. All the photography, all my own work. It was one of these companies on the web. I just sent them my design and they printed them up and sent them back. Lovely, and a good job it is too. Nice thick paper. It's not paper, it's card. Nice thick card and double sided. So that's about it, really. I'm waffling again. I'm aware of that. I'm a terrible waffler. I haven't had time to do Scottish Expression of the Week this week, unfortunately. I'm really sorry. But, Aggie and Dougal, and there's the cat joining in as well. Effie, Aggie, Dougal, and Angus, and the whole cast have decided to take a week's break, but hopefully they'll be back next week, and you can get more enjoyment then. But if you press me, I'll give you just a little one, just off the top of my head, since I've had a cold, snotter. This week's Scottish expression is snotter. Snotter is the green nasal effluent that comes out your nose when you've got the cold. Or maybe not when you've had a cold, just have a runny nose. And it tends to be quite thick, I would say. Snotter is thick. Thick, usually green, number 11 on the upper lip, as they say as kids at primary school. Snotter. See how many conversations you can drop that into this week to impress your friends, okay? And if you see anybody with a green 11 on their upper lip, hand them a hanky and tell them to clean it off, will you? Okay, that's me. I'm getting out of here. Catch you all next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Well, I like that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Scottish Podcast Clan. Visit scottishpodcasts.com.